And President Obama's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services was confirmed yesterday. Kathleen Sebelius quickly resigned her job as governor of Kansas, took the oath of office, and went to work. When it comes to health care, President Obama has made good on several campaign promises in his first 100 days. Congress is pushing ahead on efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, health care is so daunting that even doing things right is no guarantee of success.
President Obama wasted no time checking off his first health care box. He signed an expansion of the Children's Health Insurance Program just 2 weeks after his swearing in.
This is good. This is good.
It added 4 million children to the rolls of the program that already covered 7 million children in low and moderate income families. Just weeks later, Congress passed an economic stimulus bill that included several more of the president's health care priorities. Billions of dollars went to state Medicaid programs for the poor and to help people who'd been laid off keep their health insurance. It also provided funding to computerize medical records and boost research that compares how well various drugs and medical procedures work when compared to each other. The combination of accomplishments prompted this boast from Mr. Obama in his speech to Congress later in February.
Already, we've done more to advance the cause of health care reform in the last 30 days than we've done in the last decade.
But in that same speech, he also made it clear he wasn't satisfied with those wins, and he wasn't willing to wait for the economy to improve to press on with the health fight.
So let there be no doubt, health care reform cannot wait, it must not wait, and it will not wait another year.
So far, President Obama's backers, like Ron Pollack of the Consumer Group Families USA, are giving him high marks. Pollack says he's most pleased with the administration's quick start.
In 1993, President Clinton did not give a speech on health care reform till September of 93 and didn't introduce his proposal till November of 93. So here we have a real contrast with that.
Even those who have philosophical differences with the administration say the Obama administration has well learned the lessons from that failed Clinton effort. Grace Marie Turner heads the Galen Institute, which favors less government involvement in health care. She particularly praises the president's ability to reach out even to those who disagree with him.
There still is a lot of positive feedback from the forum that he did, bringing so many different players to the table.
But for all the things President Obama has done right, getting a health care overhaul done and getting it done this year is still a formidable task. Health economist Stuart Altman is a veteran of several past overhaul efforts. He says what's been done so far is the easy part.
But I think the tough part is just hitting us, which is if we're going to have comprehensive reform, which would most importantly include the probably 50 million Americans with no health insurance today, it's going to require new money. In the short run, it's just not possible to save the kind of dollars that would be needed to sort of cover these people.
Most analysts think those dollars will total somewhere around $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years, which even in Washington is real money. Grace Marie Turner agrees that money is likely to be a big problem, but she says there's another major hurdle. She calls it the 80-20 rule.
Most people and most of the interest groups around those tables are willing and ready to go along with 80% of the agenda.
On things ranging from a new government-run option to a requirement that employers provide workers coverage to changes in the way doctors and hospitals get paid.
But there's 20% of it that they just can't do because it destroys their business model. It's opposed to their whole reason for being.
The problem is that for each interest group, the 20% they can't accept is different. Years ago, Stuart Altman coined what's known as Altman's Law, which says that for every interest group in favor of changing the health system, its second choice is always the status quo, no change.
And Altman's Law, unfortunately, this is a law I want repealed.
But he and a lot of other experts aren't ready quite yet to predict that it will be. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.